The song of the sun that we've been discussing describes how the sun and the moon stood still, which is in contradistinction to everything that we have been talking about until now. The theme that we've been discussing is the fact that the Shemesh is this consistent servant every single day, doing God's will day in, day out, exactly as it's meant to, through the fears that it has of being misused by others. Hashem, so to speak, forces it through to make sure that it follows this pattern every day. That's the faithfulness which the Shemesh, which the sun expresses. The fascinating idea is that three times in history that the sun actually did stand still, the most famous of which we'll deal with, I guess, when we talk more about the moon a little bit. That was, of course, with Yehoshua. Yehoshua himself is seen as the faithful servant, the Meshamish or Meshemesh of Moshe, who also has elements of that name, and for whom the sun also stood still. And the third that we are told about is the famous Nakdimon Ben Gurion, who, in order to help out and pay back those who had lent him, the sun stood still. In all three cases, you realize that what we have here is someone who is so sure and is so trusting in Hashem that the very symbol of that faithfulness, of that consistency, is almost pushed to one side in favor of the human expression of that faithfulness. Now, I was thinking about this consistency idea, and a thought occurred to me. We know that there is a special bracha that said once every 28 years, one of those famous quiz questions. I remember the last one in 2009, I think it was, the excitement about it. It's called Birkas HaChama, the bracha of the sun, special bracha of the sun. What's this about once every 28 years? Well, in short, and I am no physicist, but the Earth orbits the sun once every year, which is 365 and a quarter days long. There's a special bracha that we make. And Abaya says in the Gemara in Brachos, yes, every 28 years, when the spring equinox coincides with Saturn on the evening of Tuesday, going into Wednesday. So this spring equinox, this return, what is this about? What is this idea? And it occurred to me, well, this is the expression of faithfulness. Sometimes you think that an opportunity is long gone, but if you stay faithful, you stay consistent to an idea, you never know that actually things can turn out right again. Who would think that 28 years after something goes, what looks like, goes wrong, goes off the path, yet there's perhaps a way back? Perhaps there is a way back. You wouldn't think that. But that is what Birkas HaChama is actually expressing. And actually within that bracha, we say a very famous phrase, a very famous pasuk, in fact, V'hoyo or levono ka'or HaChama, V'or HaChama yiyeh shevasayim ka'or shevas hayomim. The light of the moon shall become like the light of the sun. The light of the sun shall become sevenfold like the light of the 7 days. And then it says, when the Lord binds up his people's wounds and heals the injuries it has suffered. This idea, Chazal explain, is actually the Shiva Saim is 7 times 7 times 7. We've discussed the number 7 before, this idea of the natural world being expressed by the number 7, and that is a consistent thing. Teva, nature, like Sheva, is consistent. unchanging in that sense. The Shemesh, the sun, as opposed to the moon, does not wax or wane. It is something which is totally consistent. The full expression of that is 7 by 7 by 7. You see it in its fullest expression. We spoke about 7, we spoke about 49 during the Omer, but to understand fully the brightest, most glaring expression is 7 by 7 by 7, which is 343, 343. That's the maximum in the physical world. That is what we call Gashmias. It's the physical world. Geshem, which we translate as rain, but also means physicality. Geshem is 343. It's the physical maximum being expressed. And that sun, and indeed the moon, the both of these Meshamshim, they are there to influence the world. We say in Kelodoin, and also it's actually said in Brichas HaChama, Tov miyoros shebaro elokeinu yitzorim b'das b'yino ohaskel koyach ugvuro nosam b'hem. Yes, Moshe Mekarev Teva. The Tov Ma'os, these good lights are placed in the sky, are placed above to help to influence everything that goes on earth. Now, we're not talking astrology here. We're talking literally the seasons, the tides, weather patterns, all these sorts of things, gravitational pull. On a metaphorical level as well, it's their consistent message which we are learning. The consistent message, the Medrash, which talks about the reduction of the moon, which we'll talk about in another episode, tells us that the sun teaches us, even in all its glory, teaches us anova, teaches us humility. Because when the moon said to Hashem, when they were both the original size, says the Medrash, the moon came to Hashem and said, you can't have two equal kings ruling with just one crown. Hashem says, you're right. And reduced the moon, so to speak, says the Medrash, actually the sun, Shosak, said nothing, was modest, even though it shone in all its glory, it was silent and was modest. That's anova. The moon then learnt that from the sun, is the Meshamish or Mishemesh of the sun. Yeshua, the Meshamish of Moshe. I noticed that the Dapim at the moment in Daf Yomi actually been dealing a lot with the concept of the sun and the healing properties versus the dangerous properties of what the sun can be. The tzaddikim are healed by that sevenfold brightness of the sun, which will one day shine at the end of time, whereas the Rishoyim, the wicked people, are described as being burnt up by them. So how does that work? How's that possible that both can be true? What can be healing for one is dangerous for another? Well, we do know that's true, and with certain medicines that can be the case. How does that work with the sun? Well, it's interesting, because on the one hand, you can be, and we spoke about this before as well, you can be blinded by the light when it's too much for you. And it occurred to me that is exactly the point with regards to Arusha. Arusha is somebody who, suddenly faced by the negative things that he did, is so embarrassed. And it talks about Chofra and Busha, just being consumed by the embarrassment of how could I possibly have done this wrong or that wrong. That in itself is enough to say, I can't take this. And the Arusha, therefore, is, so to speak, consumed, burnt up by that, whereas the tzaddik, the righteous one, is able to bask in all of that. The tzaddik is the one who is consistent. The tzaddik is the one who has all the way along, even when things are thrown at him, the arrows, the spears are thrown at him. The long journey, this long journey, 28-year journey, 28 is koyach though. He's got a koyach in him. He's got this expression of koyach in him that he knows that if he sticks to the path, this week's Sedra of Matos, Masse being the journeys, 42 journeys, if he sticks to the right path, he knows that eventually he'll make it to the right tachlis in the end, through all the trials and tribulations of the desert as governed by the sun. He'll make it to the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael and of Gilu Shichin, of the final revelation, as spoken to us by the sun and the moon in this pasuk.